This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the off chance you're having election withdrawal, allow me to direct your attention to Beijing, China today, where the world's second biggest economy has convened what is formally known as its 18th Party Congress. It's a week-long event where the Chinese leadership chooses its successors, and our man in China, Rob Schmitz, was in Beijing bright and early this morning to catch the opening speech by outgoing President Hu Jintao. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So there was this big speech by Hu Jintao today. How'd it go?
Well, let me read the title of Hu's speech to you, and I have to clear my voice at this point. Firmly march on the path of socialism with Chinese characteristics and strive to complete the building of a moderately prosperous society in all respects.
Wow, that's really Chinese, actually. I love that.
Oh, man. That's great. That's the speech was 101 minutes long.
Wow.
And the title summed it up pretty well. He's been known as one of China's most boring leaders, and he certainly went out that way.
There must have been something, though, I mean, of substance in this thing. What did he actually say?
Yeah, I mean, he did offer some strong warnings, even for him, against corruption. At the 95-minute mark, he said corruption could cause the collapse of the party and the fall of China. Of course, he was referring to a bunch of corruption scandals lately, including the murder case involving party leader Bo Xilai and his wife earlier this year. Yeah.
What about the new guy, Xi Jinping? Did he speak, actually? And what does he have sort of on his plate?
Now, Xi hasn't spoken yet. He will speak at the end of the party Congress. Okay. And, you know, he's the incoming president. He has a really tough job. Most economists here agree that China has to reform its economy and take money from its enormous state sector and put that into the private sector. And they say that'll foster more competition, more innovation, create more jobs, and it'll hopefully allow more market access to U.S. companies. But doing that means he's going to have to start breaking up the monopolies at these huge state-owned enterprises and join the marketplace here, and that's not going to be popular with what are very powerful vested interests in China.
What's the sense of how he's going to do? I mean, you know, public polling doesn't really exist so much over there, but what's the vibe about how he's going to do?
Well, he previously was the party boss of Zhejiang province, close to Shanghai, and economists say in that job he was pro-market, so there's some hope that he is market-oriented. He understands the problems China has, and he understands that China needs to rebalance its economy.
Yeah. We should remind people that this is not your American political convention as we know it. It's a much different thing, and it's a much different attitude and environment out on the streets of Beijing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at one point this morning on the way to the Great Hall of the People, I noticed there were more police and security personnel than just real civilians along the street. Taxi cabs in Beijing have been instructed to disable their windows to prevent people from throwing leaflets or other material out the windows in protest. I was in a cab yesterday where the driver had removed all the window cranks in his car. And here's what he told me.
I don't know the specifics. I only follow orders. They asked me to take them off, so I took them off. I do what they tell me. I don't ask why.
Wow.
And another thing drivers were told to watch out for are people with ping pong balls.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, ping pong balls. So for those of you who are planning on writing subversive messages on leaflets and then inserting those into ping pong balls and then throwing them from your cab in downtown Beijing, the Chinese government is so on to you.
It is a different place over there. Rob Schmitz in Beijing for the 18th Party Congress that's going on this week. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.